Manhattan courtrooms due to hear opening arguments later today in the sex trafficking case against Jeffrey Epstein's former companion, Ghislaine Maxwell. Maxwell's accused of helping the late financier groom, sexually abuse and traffic underage girls, charges she denies. During a 16-month detention, Maxwell's lawyers have repeatedly tried to have the case thrown out and have compared her conditions with those experienced by the fictional character Hannibal Lecter. North America correspondent Barbara Miller compiled this report.
Your Excellencies, Presidents, Lords, Ladies and Gentlemen.
The daughter of a publishing magnate who died in mysterious circumstances, a socialite who associated with presidents and princes, a campaigner for the oceans.
My passion for the ocean started when I was a little girl. I grew up watching Jacques Cousteau on TV and became mesmerized.
Now finds herself in the headlines for very different reasons.
Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein are untouchable until it all came crashing down around them.
The death by apparent suicide of Ghislaine Maxwell's former partner, Jeffrey Epstein, in a jail cell in 2019, meant his many accusers never had their chance to see him in court. That's led Ghislaine Maxwell's lawyers to argue she's being made a scapegoat for the disgraced financier. But Stephen Giller is professor of legal ethics at NYU School of Law, says he doesn't support the argument that Ms. Maxwell is facing trial by proxy.
She is accused of independent misconduct, unrelated to what he actually did. The accusations, to put it in lay language, is that she worked as a procurer of underage girls to travel across state lines to have sex with Epstein, and she knew what she was doing, and she groomed them. The government's position is that she made much of what he did possible.
The alleged crimes of helping Jeffrey Epstein groom, abuse and traffic underage girls took place between 1994 and 2004 in locations including New York, Palm Beach, Santa Fe and London. Four women are expected to testify that they were the victims of the powerful pair. It's not known if the defendant will take the stand. Tiffany Jeffers is an associate professor at Georgetown University Law Center and former prosecutor.
I think it's risky for defendants to testify, but, you know, she also has resources to prep. She's been in the spotlight for a long time and, you know, is kind of used to being under pressure in that spotlight way. So the defense may think it's a good strategy to put her up.
The trial is expected to last 6 weeks. Two additional charges of perjury relating to a civil case brought by Epstein accuser and Australian resident Virginia Dufresne will be tried at a later date. This is Barbara Miller in New York reporting for AM.